This episode is brought to you by FX's The Veil, starring Elizabeth Moss. FX's The Veil is an international spy thriller that follows two women as they play a deadly game of truth and lies on the road from Istanbul to Paris and London. One woman has a secret, and the other has a mission to reveal it before thousands of lives are lost. FX's The Veil, now streaming, only on Hulu.
When you need mealtime inspiration, it's worth shopping Kroger, where you'll find over 30,000 mouthwatering choices that excite your inner foodie. And no matter what tasty choice you make, you'll enjoy our everyday low prices, plus extra ways to save, like digital coupons worth over $600 each week. You can also save up to $1 off per gallon at the pump with fuel points. More savings and more inspiring flavors make shopping Kroger worth it every time. Kroger, fresh for everyone. Fuel restrictions apply.
Listen, it's the Burt Show.
All right, let's get back to Jackson here. We started this a couple of days ago, and I want to give you a little peek behind the scenes once again that in our post-show meetings, when we're all brainstorming things that are going on in our lives, right, I'll come to the table with a personal story, Kristen, and then we go around the room. And when it was Jackson's turn in our post-show meeting, he hits us with this, and we record all of our post-show meetings.
Introspection in the Burt Show HR dinner led me to realize how I have no friends that actually look like me, and that was kind of an interesting thought.
Huh. Racist.
You were the one that asked me if I knew karate at the HR meeting.
This is the audio clip that will never die.
No, it will not. All right. So, but you did have that epiphany in our HR meeting.
Yeah. So at this meeting that we had recently, there was an assignment where we had to write down our 8 closest, most trustworthy friends that weren't family, right? And I'm sitting there and I'm doing this exercise and I'm writing all my friends down and I'm thinking like, man, you know, I was able to fill this out like without really thinking too much about it. I've got a good close-knit group of friends and I thought that that was something to, you know, be proud of. And then the person who was running the meeting was basically threw a wrench in my entire plan of feeling proud of saying, now, what do they look like? And do they look like you and do they think like you?
Because the whole purpose of the HR meeting was to talk about diversity, equity, and equality and
exactly.
inclusion.
Exactly. And so I, you know, people are going around the room sharing. I think Tommy said that, like, you know, all of his friends are basically white. They're in the same kind of socioeconomic status as him. And I threw out a joke that none of the people that I wrote look like me and they all make more money than me. And so it kind of just got passed over, but it wasn't until afterwards where I started to like really, you know, dig down and think a little bit like, man, I really have no Asian friends. And it kind of struck me like I remember my mom always told me that like I would naturally be more inclined and attracted towards groups of Asians. And that would always come more naturally. And in my experience, that just has never been the case. I've always felt a little bit more like ostracized by that side of, you know, my life. And so
why do you think that is?
You know, I think a lot of it has to do with the schooling that I went to. Mm-hmm. You know, you don't really think so much about race when you're a kid. And that's honestly the time where I was surrounded by the most Asians. Once I was in middle school, I swapped over to a private school where it was like 99% white. And so I think through that is where I started like kind of rejecting the identity a little bit more. And I was always just known as like the token Asian of the group of like, you know, there's always one. And so that led into college as well. Like I joined a fraternity. They've always made jokes that like every pledge class has one Asian. So like, and it's your job to like replace yourself with the next one underneath you. And you know, it took me a little bit of thinking to realize like, man, like maybe this is something that I shouldn't have been rejecting for so long. And I think what really also stood out during the meeting was Mo and Katie had a lot to say at this meeting, rightfully so. And I could just tell the amount of like pride that they had in talking about their own culture. And I'm just sitting there like, man, I am so disconnected from that on my side that it didn't feel great, honestly.
So after that meeting, it didn't feel great. And I do think you're being a little harsh on yourself, but does that mean you want to make any changes in your life? To embrace your culture more?
I don't know if this means like that I'm going to be going out and seeking Asian friends per se.
You're going to get like a sign on the side of the road, befriend me if you're Asian.
Well, you know, in sticking with Abby potentially getting canceled for this, I got a text from her on Saturday and she's at some restaurant and literally sends me a photo of scared. This group of Asians and goes, do you want me to talk to them for you?
Just trying to set you up.
That's a good friend right there.
Yeah, I was not expecting that even in the slightest. But, you know,
do you
again,
want an Asian buddy?
I mean, maybe. No, yeah. Maybe so.
Maybe we should try this. Is it any Asian, or is it Korean we're looking for? Because you're Korean. I'm
Korean
assuming.
Would be preferred. The thing that makes this tough, though, is that I have really never in my life found a Korean that's like me. Like, besides a lot of my cousins, someone who grew up in a household with Korean parents but doesn't know the language, is pretty disconnected from the culture apart from maybe food, and... like, it feels like so many more Asians that I meet have much closer ties to their culture and their roots, and they also are able to kind of flip the other side and be friends with, you know, all other types of people. Whereas for me, like, I've always just felt more comfortable around, you know, white people, but that's just kind of a product of the environment that I grew up in.
Which is the total opposite of you, right?
Somewhat. I mean, when I lived in New York, I was predominantly always around black people. But for the years that I lived in Colorado, I was predominantly always around white people. So I guess that's why my group of friends is so diverse today, because I've just always been in completely different diverse environments. Mm-hmm.
But if you had your preference, would you rather hang out with a group of white people or a group of black people?
See, but that's a tricky question, because would I be more comfortable with a group of black people? Absolutely.
Okay.
But I have white friends that I wouldn't trade for the world.
Gotcha.
So I think it genuinely is important to have both.
I remember taking a multicultural class at San Diego State, one of the few classes I actually attended. And I remember walking into that class, and it was about this very thing. It was about cultures and how we assimilate to each other and stuff like that. So we all sit down on the first day, and the professor says, I want everybody to take a look around the room right now. Now, these were all strangers. They had never met each other before. But he said, look to your left and look to your right. And when we all did that, we had subconsciously surrounded ourselves with the same people that we looked like. So we had a group of white people on the right side of the room, right? Black people were all hanging out. Asians were all hanging out. Latinos were all hanging out in their own groups, and they had never even met each other before. It just happened.
This happened at our HR meeting.
Yeah. It sure did.
Every minority sat at the same table.
Oh, yeah. I didn't even notice that. Yeah.
So maybe we need to establish, like, much like your Big Brother program, maybe we need to do that with Jackson here.
Get you someone Asian buddy, man.
Yeah.
Right.
Yes.
At the end of the day, I think it's more about finding someone that I can relate to in, like, my situation and the way that, I, you know, I've been raised and grown up. It's not necessarily has to be, you know, a Korean specifically, but just finding someone that can kind of resonate with what I've gone through.
Listen, beggars can't be choosers in the beginning, Jackson. Okay? You take what you can get.
That is true.
It's the Burt Show.
Listen, it's the Burt Show.